The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, has confirmed that it is actively monitoring the case of 18 Cambodian soldiers detained by Thai forces on July 29, 2025, following a ceasefire along the border. ICRC Regional Delegate Jurg Montani stated that, in response to a request for intervention from a Cambodian advocacy group on October 6, 2025, the organization engaged in dialogue with both Cambodia and Thailand, maintaining principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence. Earlier in September 2025, Jurg Montani informed the Cambodian Ministry of National Defense that all 18 soldiers were safe and in good health. The ICRC also facilitated the delivery of messages from the soldiers' families and conveyed replies back, in line with the Geneva Conventions. On October 2, 2025, the Cambodian Human Rights Committee called on the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, OHCHR, to intervene immediately with Thai authorities for the unconditional release of the 18 soldiers, in accordance with international law. The committee expressed concern that OHCHR's response had so far been insufficiently proactive, risking a misinterpretation that the office is tolerant of violations of international humanitarian and human rights law. They warned that continued inaction undermines both the rights and dignity of Cambodian forces and sets a troubling precedent for impunity, weakening the credibility of international human rights mechanisms. According to reports, Thai forces detained around 20 Cambodian soldiers at approximately 7:50 a.m. on July 29, 2025, just over 7 hours after the ceasefire came into effect at midnight that day. Since then, only 2 soldiers have been returned. One was severely injured and unable to walk, while the other could move but suffered psychological trauma. The ICRC continues to advocate for access, monitoring, and humanitarian support to ensure the well-being and protection of the detained personnel, emphasizing the urgent need for both governments to comply with international norms.